Chief diversity officers may be the hottest jobs right now. Many companies in Boston and across the country are looking to hire diversity leaders, as recent protests over racial injustice have led to calls for organizations to address their own systemic racism. But these jobs often face high turnover because of a lack of resources and support to make real change. As WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka reports, many diversity and inclusion executives hope that things will be different with this current movement.
Just take a look at LinkedIn and you'll see plenty of job listings with titles like Diversity and Inclusion Manager, Diversity, Equity and Inclusion Manager, Diversity, Inclusion and Belonging Program Manager,
Head of Belonging,
Vice President, Inclusion and Diversity, Chief Diversity Officer. A growing list of local companies are looking to fill these jobs. Many people who do this work say they're glad to see that, though it's unfortunate it took the killing of George Floyd and others to get to this moment.
If you're a Black person in corporate, right, you're sort of saying, what took you so long?
Paul Francisco is the chief diversity officer at State Street, the Boston-based financial services firm.
But there's also a little bit of saying, you know, welcome to the work. Glad to have you. Glad to have you as a partner. Glad to have you as an ally. Now let's get to work.
Francisco and his team guide the diversity strategies at State Street. He says one area he's paying close attention to is how employees move through the company.
If we are equitable, that means that women, people of color, need to progress at the same rate as their white counterparts, right? Because otherwise, there is no other explanation other than that there is bias in the system. You know, people are hiring people that look like them, et cetera.
Francisco says it's important to keep track of hiring, promotions, and why people leave if you want to make systemic change. For example, on hiring, companies can try to recruit people in different ways and put policies in place to make sure there's a diverse slate of candidates. State Street has diversity goals and tracks their progress every year. They've hit some goals, but have fallen short on others.
So there is a lot of pressure, but the pressure is not just for me to share. I hope that every single person in our 40,000 person organization feels pressure to do something and feels pressure to make change.
But making change can be tough for chief diversity officers. Research shows they often aren't given the resources, authority, or support from senior leaders to make lasting change. And these jobs tend to have high turnover. That's why Malia Lazu of Berkshire Bank thinks putting people in diversity and inclusion jobs isn't enough. She says those roles tend to box people in.
Because so often people are like, well, what are the five things I can do to end racism in my company? Stop thinking that there are five things you can do to end racism in your company. That's probably the first thing to do.
Lazu says creating a diversity position is one thing companies often look to do, but
if businesses are looking for a chief diversity officer to fix their racial woes, I would say my grandmother's good old saying, which is show me your budget and I'll show you what you care about. And that's really where I hope we see the business shift, not just in positions, but in positions with power and budgets.
Positions like hers. Lazu is the regional president for Berkshire Bank. She oversees Eastern Massachusetts. She was a longtime community organizer and diversity consultant, and she brings that expertise to the job.
But I don't oversee the HR diversity program, right? So like Malia can help and like Malia can give you ideas, HR, but HR runs HR.
Lazu's role includes overseeing everything from the bank's facilities to marketing to corporate social responsibility. She's particularly focused on entrepreneurs of color. During the pandemic, she provided emergency lines of credit to small businesses.
You very rarely see chief diversity officers have that kind of power. You know, positions like mine, I'm building products, so I'm going to be affecting the bottom line of this bank. And more, you know, chief diversity officers should have the ability to do that.
But systemic change goes beyond one person and one position. Tom Kohan is a professor at MIT Sloan School of Management.
We're beyond just symbolic actions of hiring someone and creating a department of diversity and thinking that that will change the organization.
Kohan says companies have been thinking that way for the last 20 years when it comes to diversity. What they need to do is hold all managers accountable and make sure every part of the business is involved in diversity efforts. He's researched this and says things might be different this time because of the anti-racism activism that's happening, even within companies.
Now the diversity officers can draw on the strength of the grassroots movement to address these issues and use that as additional sources of leverage to get things done. So I think there's going to be much, much more pressure for actual results.
Many diversity professionals hope that pressure and the interest in making real systemic change doesn't go away. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zininjor and Wameka.